It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Tuesday that'll take us back to... We've been here a while. A couple times in the past couple of flashbacks to the year...
1995!
Seems that was a pretty good year for Real Country Christmas tunes. And this one requested by our girl Laura on the road, who said she just RSVP'd with her friend Ruthie, and they will be there at the River Ranch Stockyards for the wedding coming up. RSVP online. She said, hey, can you play this one? And I looked it up, and hey, we have a little story behind Joe Diffie's.
And it was Leroy the Redneck Reindeer.
Yeah, why not?
To the front of the sleigh.
Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. In the mid-90s, there seemed to be a boom, or boon, if you prefer, of Christmas country albums, or CDs, as we called them back at the time.
The compact disc, laser quality.
And though many of those did make it into playlists and whatnot, this one actually, for Joe Diffie, which, by the way, wrote Leroy the Redneck Reindeer himself, this one actually went up the charts. It hit number 33. In 1995, which for a new Christmas tune is pretty doggone good.
Well, I know,
they
but...
don't expect it to do much, to be honest with you.
It was just such a time for those artists, you know, like the early 90s.
Yeah. And, of course, a clever twist on the whole classic Rudolph tale. And when it came to writing it, well, there wasn't a whole lot of inspiration behind it, for crying out loud. I mean, it's,
meeting the
it's Leroy the Redneck Reindeer, but at least it's written by a guy that had one of the better mullets, and he stuck with it, too. Joe Diffie, God bless the man. And R.I.P. indeed. But, yeah, he penned this thing, and he started playing it on stage, and then they ended up with a whole album. It's off his Mr. Christmas album, which is a very, very good country Christmas album. A little bit of intrigue in it, as there was briefly a cease and desist... by the Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, folks.
Oh, boy.
That would be Elmo and Patsy, which, by the way, North Texans in the area, and we may do the story behind that coming up in the coming days. But once they realized that it was honestly just kind of a confusion and mistake, they were like, whoa, and then they pulled it back immediately. They're cool folks in Elmo and Patsy over the years. And just totally said, sorry about that. We thought it was a ripoff, but nope, it's its very own thing. And proceed with your Christmas cheer. So here we go. For Laura on the Road, and from 1995, it's the great Joe Diffie and the story of...
Well, you've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose.